another round of legal papers. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. Lawyers for former President Trump have asked a federal judge to prevent the FBI from continuing to review documents from the search of Trump's Mar-a-Lago home until a person known as a special master can be appointed.
A special master could be an attorney or retired judge not connected to the case who would independently examine whether to return evidence back to the former president. Trump's request must be approved by the court. Federal Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt issuing a new order Monday, signaling he likely will not release the Mar-a-Lago search affidavit in its entirety, arguing that unsealing could impede the ongoing investigation through obstruction of justice and witness intimidation or retaliation.
Fox's David Spund. Dr. Anthony Fauci has announced he's stepping down from his role as the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and as chief medical advisor to the White House, but says he's not retiring. He says he will mentor the next generation of scientists. In a statement, President Biden says Fauci is leaving the country stronger, more resilient, and healthier. Atlanta police give more details on the capture of a woman they believe shot three people, killing two in Midtown Atlanta.
The woman, whose name has not been officially released, shot the victims in two separate locations. While no motive was given, Interim Police Chief Darren Shearbaum did say,
"We do not believe these were random acts of violence. We do believe the individuals were likely targeted."
Interim Chief Shearbaum added the weapon used, a handgun, was recovered from the suspect at the Atlanta airport, which was at no point locked down.
Fox's Kernal Scott. A South Dakota ethics board has found Governor Kristi Noem may have engaged in misconduct when she intervened in her daughter's application for a real estate appraiser license. America is listening to Fox News.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
The U.S. and South Korea have started scheduled joint military training as the North Korean nuclear threat grows.
The training exercises between the U.S. and South Korea will run through September 1st and include field exercises involving aircraft, warships, tanks, and potentially tens of thousands of troops. It comes after last week's launch of two suspected cruise missiles by North Korea, adding to a record pace of their launches this year, more than 30 so far, including the country's first demonstrations of intercontinental ballistic missiles in nearly 5 years. The exercises will also include training for drone attacks and other new warfare developments, including some seen used in the Russian invasion of Ukraine. There will also be joint military-civilian responses to attacks on facilities like semiconductor plants. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Flight delays this summer have been worse than usual, and the federal government is trying to come up with a solution or at least some sort of compensation for travelers.
The Department of Transportation is looking to standardize the definition. They're saying you should get that refund if flights are delayed more than 3 hours for domestic flights, more than 6 hours for international flights. If your airport is changed, number of connections increase, or if your aircraft itself is changed, that would also be considered significant. So these proposals are still in the 90-day comment period. That's why the Department of Transportation released late last week more things that they think the airlines should do. They're arguing that customers should get a food voucher if their flight is delayed over 3 hours, and should also get a hotel if they have an overnight change or cancellation.
Fox's Madison Allworth at Tampa International Airport. Workers at the 179-employee GE Aviation plant in Auburn, Alabama, are looking to unionize. A worker says they're looking to have better pay and benefits. They said it's part of a national effort to organize at GE plants across the country. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.